Amen. Yea. Listen to this. Lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And listen to this, just a little farther down. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I want to talk for a brief moment tonight about bad shape and getting worse. Bad shape. Getting worse. Hey, see if you agree with me. Amen. Romans chapter 1. Listen to this indictment. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, not promise keepers, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, that means just can't make peace with them. Won't make peace. Will not forgive. Won't negotiate even. Implacable. Unmerciful. Amen. Who knowing the judgment of God that they that commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That's bad. Everybody believes that's bad. Say amen. How in the world can anything that bad get worse? Looks to me like that's just as bad as it can get. But it's getting worse. How can it get worse? I'm going to tell you in a minute. Chapter 3 of Romans. Amen. As it is written. What then? Are we better? Verse 9. Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles. They are all under sin. How bad a shape are they? As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. Everybody believes that's bad. Say amen. Listen how bad they are. There's none that understandeth. Why? They don't care. They don't want to understand. They don't want to hear. Amen. I asked the fellow if he was ready to meet God, and he said, I want to hear it. And I said, hey, call him by his nickname. We all call him Uno. I said, Uno, don't you want to meet God? I don't want to hear it, I said. Uno, you need to get saved. If you don't shut up, I'm going to start throwing stuff out of this van, he said. Amen. He in bad shape. Don't understand. There's none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. How can he get worse? Bunch of them get together. Gets worse when they get together. We're in the exploding stage of sin today. Amen. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. How does the Bible characterize this generation? Their throat is an open sepulcher. Their throat is like a grave. Open grave. Their tongues they have used, with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips. Amen. Why is it that people that are miserable can't stand people as good? Amen. It makes them feel bad to see somebody good. Here's all this wickedness and all this sin, and then here comes tippy-toeing through all this, trying to find a narrow path and a way through, a Mr. and Mrs. Christian. And suddenly these miserable, wretched people that have gone to the depths of sin looks around and sees Mr. and Mrs. Holy Joe, and they say, well, that's the reason I feel so bad. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even feel guilty. Teacher in a Christian university, Union College, Barberville, Kentucky, Methodist College, stood before his class. Amen. Fella caught a ride with him, and he was riding down the street with him, looked over in his seat beside him. He had a copy of Playboy magazine. Teacher in a Christian college. He taught in the class that I believe that if it wasn't for the way that people are teaching today, that there wouldn't be anything wrong with the illicit sex. He didn't call it illicit. He blamed the way people's been taught with the guilt that goes with illicit sex. Amen. Mr. and Mrs. John Doe, young person, goes tippy-toeing through this lost and wicked world. And they say, there they go. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't feel bad. They make me feel bad. Amen. Why? Amen. A grave can't stand a living person. A grave can't hold a living person. Amen. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Whose feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Amen. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Are you trying to make me feel guilty? No, you're already guilty. So guilty you can't stand yourself and nobody else that's trying to live right. Amen. But in all this badness, in all this wickedness, there's a glimmer of hope. Amen. Even, verse 22, the righteousness of God, which is by faith the faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. There is hope for a world that's in bad shape. Amen. Listen, bad shape, getting worse. Galatians chapter 5, verse 18. If ye be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. C.M. Ward took that word revelings and preached against dancing. Revelings and such like. That takes in a whole bunch of more stuff, don't it? Of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Bad shape. Bad shape and getting worse. How can this get worse? Now I'm going to tell you how this sin explosion is getting worse. It's because of the population explosion. Amen. Before, it was a little bit different because people weren't crammed so many so close together. But now the unholy contagion literally sweeps like an evil disease through whole cities, through whole continents. Amen. And the population explosion has caused a sin explosion. Now it was bad enough without the media, but then came the electronic media, TV, glamorized and advertised sin. Until the average John Doe got crazed and jaded and hardened to it. And sin is no longer exceedingly sinful. It's our entertainment. It's what we enjoy. Wasn't that what Romans said? And have pleasure in them that do it. Amen. Even the media can't put on a good Bible program. Every one I ever saw, I wish they'd read the Bible first before they made it. Amen. They can't tell the truth. They can't tell it straight. Amen. Why can't they? Because the truth don't entertain. It bores folks. They don't want the truth. They want a lie. They love to be lied to. Until it gets awful close to home. Amen. They don't care how many commit adultery until it's their wife. They don't care how many rape and have premarital sex until it's their daughter. Until it's their son. And the mother of the girl is threatening to have DNA tests. And the son is going to have to give support to that child. Amen. Yes, we don't care until it gets close to home. Huh? Amen. Hey, what can we do about the sin explosion? What can we do about this wickedness? It's getting worse with the media, amen, and with the explosion of entertainment and the glamorization of sin, if that's a word. I don't know if it's a word or not. If it's not, I just created a brand new one. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. But if you be led by the Spirit, there's a chance for us. Amen. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to tell that rebellious kid, my dear child, in all meekness and temperance and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith, I'm going to beat you half to death. Amen. I'm going to wear you out. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we spare the rod, we're going to ruin that kid. Amen. Hey, amen. And I've got a couple. Amen. I'm qualified. I decided that I would not have the meanest kids in the church like a lot of preachers did. And you know what? I didn't. Amen. But, I mean, they didn't get away with much either. Praise God. I'd slap their head if I could reach them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I believe it just like Israel believes it. I believe that when they trespass that you need to retaliate. In like manner, praise God. Israel, when them Arabs gets a little bit bold, amen, and lobs some more mortars in or has a terrorist attack, amen, Israel retaliates. And they found out they can't get by with it. Them kids knows what they can get by with. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. If you tighten the screws down tight enough, they'll be awful careful where and what they do. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. I'm talking about bad shape and getting worse, and now I have given you the medicine. I have produced for you the balm in Gilead. I have told you that there's a panacea. There is an antidote. Hallelujah. And my friend, my brother, my sister, the medicine is too strong for the run of the mill. They've gone so deep in sin, they'd rather go to hell in their misery than to take the medicine. They've become a leader among sinners. They have led the way. And they feel like that they've got to keep up their image. They can outcuss anybody. They've been brazen in their sin. And so now, if they take a notion to get right and do better, they're afraid they'll not look macho anymore in the eyes of their peers. Leave the peers behind. Hallelujah. And go on with God. Hallelujah. They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. That's the medicine. That's the cure. Crucifixion. But that's why men hold on to the back of the seats till their fingers turn white and shake and tremble, because they don't want to die out to that miserable, wretched, ungodly lifestyle until they see it in their kids. Oh, I've heard them that lit one right off of the other, and they said, "Son, don't never start smoking. It's a bad habit." And the son looks at their dad and mom and says, "Boy, that's a symbol of manhood. That's a symbol of strength to be able to do that. Hey, that'll give me a good sense of belonging." I remember when all the boys decided to chew tobacco in school. And Leland chewed tobacco and several others chewed tobacco. And so, amen, we went through those that was willing to donate and tasted a little to find which one was the sweetest. And I done a whole lot of spitting the first tobacco I ever chewed. And I felt a real sense of belonging to the boys because I was chewing tobacco. I picked out the sweetest, mildest cud I could find. Here I am chewing and spitting and feeling that sense of belonging. Amen. And for lunch I ate a green apple. And by the time we'd chewed tobacco for a half a day, at the beginning of the afternoon, I couldn't keep the world from going around and around. Amen. Everything was topsy-turvy. And I was feeling kindly nauseated inside. "What's the matter, Junior?" And I said, "Oh, I ate that green apple for lunch." Them boys laughing at me. It was that chewing tobacco that caused me to vomit my insides out. Amen. Hey, anything that you got to do a half a dozen times before you quit vomiting, it's poison. Amen. You got to smoke a dozen times before you can get to where you can inhale and not vomit. Amen. And anything that poison will kill you. Amen. After a while, your body will build up a resistance to it. And that acid that the body secretes to combat that nicotine and that habit, you get a high out of that. Amen. And your body demands more and more high. And pretty soon, you're not even enjoying smoking. You're just smoking to keep from having the weak trembles. You're just smoking to keep from getting nervous. And you got a habit of reaching, and so you reach for that pack. Amen. You're not even enjoying it anymore. The drug addict gets to where he's not even enjoying it anymore. He has to take drugs even to feel normal. Amen. And he's killing himself with poisons that the body has mastered its reserves to fight against it. And it pulls out those reserves until it pulls out those energies and those highs and those good, quote, feelings, end of quote. Until after a while, it's pulled everything out of the body. The body falls susceptible to every little old disease. Amen. And men and women die a miserable death, drown in their own blood, cough up their own lungs. Amen. Because they've induced poison time after. I'm talking about bad shape and getting worse. Amen. How can he get worse? Amen. Ain't no use to sue the tobacco company. They ain't no use to sue the gun manufacturers. I mean, that is the most stupid, senile, idiotic thing I ever heard tell of, to sue the gun manufacturers. Amen. That's like suing the fellow that built the highway because your grandma got killed on the highway. That's like suing the motor company that built the Ford because your grandpa got killed in a Ford. Amen. There's some things that are a calculated risk. Ain't no use to sue the tobacco company. Ain't no use to sue the gun maker. Ain't no use to sue anybody. Amen. What is there any use in? Get right with God. That's the only thing that's profitable. Get right with God. Quit trying to place the blame on somebody else for the choices you made. Free and simple, praise God. You made the choice. Make another good one. Take it to the cross and leave it there. Don't even take it home. Don't even give the devil a second chance. Wave the pigs in the hog pen. Goodbye, pigs. I'm going back to Father's house. Amen. Look at all young people that have thrown their life and future away prematurely. Ask them how happy they are. Ask them how... All misery loves company. There's plenty of Jezebels around. Amen. There's plenty of women around that like to relive their life and their daughters. Yeah, they create the scenario for sin. Amen. And so today, we have a sin explosion. Propagated, advertised, glamorized, illustrated. Amen. You don't have to be too smart. By the time you get knee-high to a duck nowadays, you already know. Like the dad, amen, that told his little boy, said, son, don't you think it's time for you and me to talk about the birds and the bees? And the little boy said, well, why you want to know, dad? Amen. He's already learned all the stuff. He already knows the ropes. Amen. He's already laid the foundation for a wrecked life. You set out on a long journey. Amen. Hey, it may be lonesome momentarily, tiptoeing through all this wickedness. Amen. And trying to keep your feet clean and your garments white. And resisting the pointed fingers and look at that, there goes another one, a holy Joe. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't feel so bad. Hey, you live for God and you let them feel bad. Because you may make some of them feel bad enough to want what you got. Wouldn't that be wonderful? To influence 7 more people to follow you through the pearly gates. Somebody said we influence 7 people in our life. Influence 7 people to follow us through the pearly gates. Amen. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Let's stand tonight. Amen. Bad shape and getting worse. Father, I thank you for what you've already done. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're on the throne. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in hearts right now. Aha. I thank you for all that you've done for me. You've kept me by your power. We live, we survive, Lord, every day by the faith that is in Jesus Christ. We have our life in God. Oh, you're our only hope and our only plea, but thank God Jesus died and died for me and it's sufficient. All the world's guilty before God and there's no difference. And a whole lot of the church is guilty tonight. Sin, sin, no matter if it's in high places or if it's in religion, it's still sin. If it's behind the pulpit, it's still sin. God have mercy upon us in this sin explosion. Let us as Christians shine a light. Let us be an example. Let us, Lord, live and walk and talk like Jesus lived and walked and talked. I beg, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We invite you to an altar of total surrender, complete commitment, all the way with God. Ah, yes. Come on. Go whole hog for Jesus.
I'm tired of chasing pretty rainbows. Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life and at the feet of Jesus lay them down. At
the feet of Jesus.
Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, and broken toys. Give them all to Jesus. And He will turn your sorrow into joy. He never said you'd only see sunshine. He never said there'd be no rain. He only promised a heart full of singing. About the very things that once brought pain. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all to Jesus. He will turn your sorrows into joy.
Give them all to Jesus.
Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys.
Give them all to Jesus.
He will turn your sorrows into joy.